This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Before he was president of the United States, Ronald Reagan was governor of California, and before he was either one of those things, he was a Hollywood actor, and along the way from Hollywood to the White House, he was also a very effective advertising pitchman. Now, a lot of stars pitched products back then. Reagan and Humphrey Bogart sold cigarettes, Reagan's brand was Chesterfield, and Bogey sold Lucky Strikes, Grace Kelly pitched shampoo, James Mason, the quintessential elegant English gentleman, pushed Studebaker cars, and weirdly, Thunderbird Wine, which was a brand very popular on, well, Skid Row. The great film director and actor Orson Welles can still be heard on YouTube struggling his way through a TV ad for frozen peas. Google it. It's worth it. Now, this isn't surprising. If you're a famous person with an appealing and trustworthy reputation, people who make things will pay you a lot of money to help them sell those things. It doesn't matter, really, if movie stars actually use the products they're selling. It's hard to imagine Orson Welles cooking up a bag of frozen peas, and I have to hope that James Mason drank better wine, because the goal is to show the product in the reflected glow of that star's halo. If Nespresso coffee is good enough for George Clooney, goes the thinking, consumers will believe it's good enough for them. There are pitfalls, of course. For instance, actor Pierce Brosnan, known to most of the world as the guy who was James Bond before the guy who is James Bond right now, has appeared in dozens of ads for watches and drinks and cars and suits, you name it. I mean, part of the contractual understanding between the producers of the James Bond films and the actor who is temporarily inhabiting the role is that a big part of the James Bond profit stream comes from these kinds of ads. And if an actor agrees to play the role on the big screen, he also agrees to play the role in a BMW, a Brioni suit, or wearing an Omega watch. Now, Pierce Brosnan may no longer be James Bond, but he still has something brands want, and recently the actor appeared in a series of TV commercials in India promoting a breath freshener called Pan Bahar, but the trouble is the product has been deemed dangerous and unhealthy and has been listed by the World Health Organization as a carcinogen, leading to increased risk of mouth and throat cancer and other bad stuff, and when an embarrassed Brosnan learned the exact nature of the product using his likeness on Indian TV, he demanded they pull the ads from circulation, so clearly times have changed from when Bogart and President Reagan cheerfully pitched another well-known carcinogen to millions of American consumers. Anheuser-Busch hired comic superstars Seth Rogen and Amy Schumer to help sell Bud Light to young consumers. If it's good enough for Seth Rogen and Amy Schumer, went the message, it's good enough for you, but young consumers, it turned out, didn't care who Bud Light was good for. They didn't think it was good enough for them, and sales of Bud Light actually declined, and the company has shelved the campaign for good. It's not clear what went wrong here. Schumer and Rogen are major movie stars, and each one has a measurable appeal to the target audience of Anheuser-Busch's campaign, but both, though, are associated with social and political movements that may have turned some people off, or at least muddied the message. Pitchmen and pitchwomen and pitchpeople have to tread a careful line. They must be popular and trusted, but they also must remain broadly appealing, and often that means maintaining a neutral or at least discreet political profile, because politics and pitching don't mix. I mean, until they do, as President Ronald Reagan discovered. He was a very effective pitchman for products and later for policy. I mean, if you can sell a toxic and unhealthy product, he taught us you can probably sell anything, even politics. And what's more toxic and unhealthy than politics? That's a rhetorical question. And that's it for this week. Next week, we go back to work for KCRW.